We're in the middle of Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, so we finished, but we skipped Sif Yud Aleph, which means we didn't finish. Okay, so let's do Kuf Chav Dalet. Okay, this is a din from, I think it's Shumas Adeshin. Shulchan Aruch says like this: In Ba'od Ha'adam Mispalo, while you're in the middle of davening, Siyem Shliach Tzibor Bracha. The Shliach Tzibor finishes a bracha. Let's say Chazar Sashatz. You're in the middle of davening, Shemar Esra, or whatever. It doesn't really matter. The Kodem Shekalsu Aniyasa Mimi Pirova Tzibor, and before most of the Tzibor finished answering Amen, Siyem Zet Tfila. So you finish your Tfila. Did I finish my tefillah? And most of the tzibur is still in the middle of answering amen to a bracha, ona imaim amen. I'm allowed to answer with them amen. Okay. Hagah. No, says the Ramah. The Shitasa. Va'afilu im lo shama habracha klal. Even if you didn't hear the bracha at all, rak, but shamei tzibur ona amen. You heard, you hear the tzibur answering amen, and this is the Ramah Lishitasa. The Deyal Eza Bracha Koi. You have to know what bracha they're answering Amen to. Otherwise, the Ramah holds that that's going to be an Amen Yisoma. Yana Imahim. You should answer with them. V'chein. Same thing when it comes to Kaddish, Ukadusha, Ubarcha. Okay, so this becomes a very labor dika sugya, which seems like pretty open and shut, but there's a huge beralachi here. Big machlokas haposkim. Let's see. Mishabar Sivka the Membeis. Really, you're supposed to answer amen right away at the end of the bracha. It's like answering amen stam without a bracha at all, which is prohibited. If most of the tzibur did not yet finish answering amen, it's okay. Why? Because they're answering amen is also part of the bracha, so it's like the bracha is, continues. When the rov tzibur answers amen, it's a continuation of the bracha itself, and I can answer amen at that point. Now, the Taz takes us one step further. Hataz cholek upasak dafilu kilu kola tzibur la'anos. Even if everybody finished answering amen, mutar gam ki la'anos im haya tekef acharim. Right at that point, I'm allowed to answer amen.
Quiet.
Because what?
He's already started the next
bro. No. Very well. That's good. Let's assume that. Very good. Right. So we're going to see that. Okay. We're going to see that now in the Birlocha. Very good. But let's assume not like that right now.
Quiet.
Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch says Rova Tzibur. As long as Rova Tzibur is answering, you can answer. But if you finish and it's only a miut left answering a man, then you can't answer. The Taz says no. Even if it's just the miut, it's also okay. And they said, they agreed to the Shulchan Aruch.
Why did
they
say mute?
Taz
didn't say that.
A few
Q
what's
Q
was. Finished. Taz was a few kilo cut to line. Even everybody finished. Right. Okay. Well, the robe and the mute and the mute finished. I mean, everybody finished. Right. Everyone finished. So right away, I can answer amen at that point. I can still answer amen. Sounds like from Shulchan Aruch, not like that. Then he says, "Mechadushim mikveigus." If we get around, he's skiva la Shulchan Aruch. Okay, I didn't have enough time to think this through 100%, but we'll see the Bir Alacha. I don't know if that's exactly Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gemara explaining the Shulchan Aruch, but it doesn't sound like they're disagreeing with what the Taz says. Let's see. Okay, it's a huge Bir Alacha. Kodem shekilsa anias amen. I have Rishabur Mashik Hazam Shema Taz. What's the svar of the Taz? B'kom mavarech tzarcha on elam tenachi yisayim ha-mavarech. Really, when you answer, I mean, you have to wait till the bracha finishes. They can have a aniyas amish osim shishama bracha ki bracha richta. So when the people are answering amen, that's an elongation, an extension of the bracha itself. V'shaper yochalanos take yachasiyum gam kein amen, and he can answer amen even after they finish, because the bracha continued until this point, until the end of the amen. V'chidush yemikvei ege kasev alzeh v'zeh l'shono v'nil aniyas daiti dilo kashem midi. So the Taz has a kash against the Shulchan Aruch, and now the Taz is backing up the Shulchan Aruch and saying it's not a problem. The gam hamachabes relay the imshama abracha v'lo ana amen achikilu kol atzibur lanos the yochol lanos amen. He's saying even the machaber agrees. The machaber who wrote in the Shulchan Aruch rove tzibur didn't really mean it, and even if everybody finished at that point, says the Rikiv Eger, that even the Shulchan Aruch will say he can answer amen. Rak. So why did the Shulchan Aruch say only Rov Tzibor, not all the Tzibor? B'din ha-mechaber, the Ma'ari, she'osik ol b'tfilo, she'kishasim mechazim brocha. What are we talking about? We're not talking about where you're spacing out and you're not answering on me. He's in the middle of davening, and he finishes his bracha, his Shemon Esther, whatever he's finishing, by the when the Tzibor is answering Amen. Misvara ain no chalanos Amen. Da hifzik bedibor ben siyum a bracha l'anias Amen. If someone makes a bracha, and you're in the middle of shmoozing, and then you want to answer, you have 2 to 3 seconds to answer Amen on a bracha, but not if you speak after the end of the bracha. If you speak by the end of the after the end of the bracha before you answer Amen, that's a hefzik. You can't answer, you can't speak and then say Amen. It happens sometimes, you know, in the kitchen, like going on, people speaking, people talking, and then they're answering Amen. But the Amen was interrupted by speech. That doesn't work. You can't do that. So what's he saying over here? I'm interrupting my Amen, but I'm davening. That's speech. That's an interruption between the bracha and the Amen. So if we're over the tzibur answering Amen, so then the bracha continues. And then I finish my Shemona Esrei, so then I can answer Amen. Because there was no separation between the end of the bracha, which is the equivalent of most of the tzibur answering Amen, and my answering Amen. It's like the Shia Tzibah ends the bracha right now by Rova Tzibah answering Amen, and there was no interruption. But if it's a miyut ha-ma'arich in the bracha, a miyut that ha-ma'arich in the Amen, lo mikri siyum ha-bracha, when the minority are still answering Amen, that's a gift from the issue, that's chelik beis, he needs a chelik aleph. When the miyut are still answering Amen, Mashiach b'shul miyut amarich and amikri siyam abracha u'memela behevik mashiach b'tzvilaso ad kan lashono. So when the majority are answering Amen, that's considered part of the bracha. The fact that you're finishing your Shemoneh Esrei at the same time, it's not a hefzik between the end of the bracha and your Amen. But when it's only the miyut answering, so the problem is I'm davening and I finish my davening only when the miyut are still, the stragglers are still answering Amen, but everyone else already answered Amen, that's not strong enough to be considered a continuation of the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur, not to be considered my tefillah to be a hefzik between the end of the bracha and my answering Amen. That means if most of the tzibur are still answering Amen, it means the bracha continued, and even though I'm davening, my davening continues past the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur, the Anias Amen of Rov Tzibur continues, so it's no hefzik between the end of the bracha, which in this case is the extension of the bracha, and my answering Amen. But when it's only the miyut that's answering, and then I finish my Shemona Esrei, and then I answer Amen, so that's already not enough to be considered like the bracha itself 100%. And therefore, Memela, it's considered a hefzik because I was davening. But let's say I wasn't davening, I was just spacing out. Sounds like Rabbi Akiva Eiger would agree with the Taz, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger would say even the Shulchan Aruch agrees with the Taz, that I'm spacing out, and I decide to answer Amen only after I hear the stragglers answering Amen, that would be okay. Because here it's only a din in keeping the bracha alive so that you don't have a hefzik between the bracha and your answering Amen. I don't know if that makes sense. I did my best. You can do it again. Look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger inside. What? The kasha li l'diday al kapanim im kila. So then the Be'er Halacha has a separate question. So why do you have to finish before Rov and the Tzibur finish answering Amen? You should be able to finish at the same time. So he says, well, maybe because it's you can't be exact. Okay, fine. Then he says, "If we say, skip down 3-4 lines, we suffer mugging Yibarim cross of Teretacher. We are in the middle of Kufchav Dalid Yud Aleph, giant, not so giant, but large. Bir Alacha Dibar Maskov Akodim Shekil Kolsa Anias Amin. If we say, for mugging Yibarim cross of Teretacher, Mishud Hashatz Mestam Eimamtin. This is your point. rak at shirova tibar anami. V'la marich and yosem midai. V'achem atzal bracha shachazet. So he's saying, what's the case? Really? Again, like they're disagreeing, but they're not really disagreeing. They're just saying this specific case is not necessarily going to work. But it's not like they're agreeing with the Taz. If there's still people answering Amen, you can still answer Amen. You can't if you were in the middle of davening and therefore you were speaking and your speech is a hepsik between the bracha and you're answering Amen. And it won't work in Chazar Sashat where the Sheikh Tzibur is already on the next bracha. Okay, but if you don't have those two things, then it sounds like even the Mechaber would agree to the Taz that you can answer Amen even at the after the stragglers, right at the end of the stragglers.
Either they don't know, or they know and they don't care.
So that's what it's interesting. The Mishmar says, "Chidushim kibeg v'sefer his scheme of the Shulchan Aruch." It's a little bit they're miyashiv the Shulchan Aruch in this specific case, but it's not exactly they agree with him 100%. That there's a, it's not like there's 100% machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz necessarily. Just depends on specific circumstances. Okay, that's Yud Aleph. Okay, that's Yud Aleph. You basically did yesterday, but we'll do it again for sake of completion. Kufchav Dal Yud Beis. One who answers Amen should not raise his voice louder than the one making the bracha itself, because the pasuk says, "Mishmar says, Gedud Hashem et." Then we mentioned yesterday, Mishabura said that you should answer Amen after a katan who's a ben chinuch. Then the question is, what about if a katan is not a ben chinuch? So here, there should have some reish tezvav. It sounds like you should not answer Amen. If your 4-year-old makes brachos, you don't answer Amen. However, there should be down that it's not so pashut. Even the Mishabura sounds like he says that within reish tezvav. Some agree with that, some don't agree with that. Some say, midin Amen, you don't answer Amen, but midin to be mechanech, the kid, to answer Amen on a bracha, you should answer Amen. And if Shlomo Zalman had some sort of compromise, where he made a pretend Amen, I don't know.
Amen.
No, maybe
you're right. I don't know. And then the discussion is, well, we know that there's a concept of Amen Yesh Merabah B'chol Kocho, but it's also Gemara says Amen should be said B'chol Kocho. I think I saw such a thing. So that's a discussion. Let's say by Yesh Merabah they discuss it. Is that Amen also? Is it just Yesh Merabah that should be said loud, or it's even Amen Yesh Merabah, and that's an exception? It's also a discussion. Everything's a discussion. The infinite amount of discussions on an infinite amount of Torah topics. Miniyam. Okay. So that's Kuf Chaf Dalet. Now we're up to Kuf Chaf He. Dine Kiddusha. Let's try to do all of Kuf Chaf He. Okay. Ein Atzibur Omrim Im Shliach Tzibur Nak Di Shach. The Tzibur should not say together with the Shliach Tzibur the beginning, the first line of Kedusha. Ela Shoskin Mechazin L'Mashah Shliach Tzibur Omer Ad Shemigir the Kedusha V'Az Onet Tzibur Kadosh. The Mechaber says, we actually had a discussion about this a few weeks ago, that the Iker Kedusha is Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kodesh Hashem Kamo. So you should not say here is Nusach Svard, right? Adutam Mizrach, the Mechaber, Nakdishach. For us, we shouldn't say Nakadesh. No one says Nakadesh, only answer Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Nakadesh is only Shliach Tzibur. So that's what the Mechaber says. Here the Mishmar says Sif Katan Aleph. So say in Eishet Torah we have a beginner Mincha Minyan. And the way we used to do it is that everyone sings the Nakadesh together, and then everyone goes into Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And then someone had a Ha'ara that it's against, it's a problem. You can't do that, because the Iker Nakadesh is supposed to be said by the Sheikh Tzibur, not by the Tzibur. So we already saw somewhere, I forgot what the context was, it was in the Simin about davening together with the Sheikh Tzibur, the big Machlokes Magen Avraham Taz. If you could say Nekadesh with the Sheikh Tzibur or not. Right, so we say Nekadesh, not with it, but we say it. According to the Mechaber, it sounds like you shouldn't say it at all. I believe it's a Magen Avraham says you shouldn't say it at all. The Bir Halacha says, the Iker Din is really you shouldn't say it at all. Lamai says the meaning is to do like the Taz and to say Nekadesh, that's what we do and that's what we do and finish. But it's not, you know, if you were to start from scratch, it's not necessarily how it should be done. But the Yankees don't want to do something wrong.
They don't say.
Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. They say.
The only kadosh, only bro. Even on Shabbos.
Even the in between part. Okay, that's coming right now. Mishwa. Let's see. Mishwa said katanav. Hatam. The nitzgat sheshliach tiba yomrena b'shvil hakav yesh lucham. The shliach tiba supposed to say it for the kal. He's the shliach. Ukishigav tiba omro. So ech he kari asher tiba shlucham. How is he going to be considered? They're shliach. They're saying everything he's saying. So he's supposed to say the Nekadesh, and they're supposed to say the answer, the response, which is Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The Chaim B'Kadosh, Yesh Yizah Shalom Ar Machazin Yisgadim. Okay. Okay, then he gets into what is the Iker Kedusha. If you want to learn, okay. Then look at by me it's the first white line. The enu nikri kedusha elin na'aritzach. Then he says who the minik svarad she'omrim came b'chol tefilas shachris. The chen l'ashkenazim she'omrim nikkadesh. So he says the ikir kedusha ve'enu nikri kedusha elin na'aritzach and l'umasam uve divrei. Aval shara nosach shemosifim b'shabes. But we all the parts that we added on Shabbos enu b'chol kedusha ve'enu tach lahazin achar chazan b'zeh. If you want, you can think of learning. You don't have to pay any attention to what the chazan saying. We happen to say before the chazan. V'chein mutu lomar az aydei hirhur. Kein katsa magen avram shem hagos yesh nochun. Aval kam acharim tzavim da filu yimloch gam ki inibay kadusha. The koshkin the umal some of the divrei. That's what he's saying from the yakis. That the real kadusha is kadosh 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 and baruch vod Hashem unkomo. V'zav. Right? That's what they. That's the only thing they say. They say yimloch also. Okay, yimloch. We'll see later. What?
Anything in between, they don't say even on Shabbos.
Even on Shabbos. The Sheikh Tzibur says it?
Yeah,
only the Sheikh Tzibur says it. Okay, very good. Okay, Mishmar Sivkat and Beis. Ela Shoski. The Yesh Mekil Shulchan Lomar im HaSheikh Tzibur. So the beginner Mincha method, Yesh Mekilin, that you could just all say it together. Only the Sheikh Tzibur says it. That is the minig. That's what Yivav Lamaisa. That's what we do. Okay. Okay, skip the middle few lines of the maze. Who in the catch the baruch of Chodem Hashem Orach Hashat Orach Hamavar? Lo Yimshach Hashat or Mavar B'Sofo. You should not. We discussed this earlier in the week. Don't elongate the end of your bracha or whatever it is that you're saying that others are supposed to respond. Kadesh Lo Yano Akal Achav Chodem Shiyasayim Veizak Kein Amen Chatufa. You don't want people to answer to it. Don't fetch it out. Just end it properly, and then people can respond. They think you're ending. They're waiting for you to end. They want you to end. So just end. It's fine. Now the Bir Halacha over here, the second one, Ella Shoskin. So now the Bir Halacha has a following question: when should the Shliach Tzibur himself say Kadosh 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 and Baruch Kvod? On the one hand, his job is to be motzi others. Now everyone's supposed to be saying it, but if a guy's in Mel Shmona Esrei, he's supposed to listen quietly and be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. If someone, I guess, doesn't know how to daven at all, then just like he's yotze all of Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur, he also should be able to say Kedusha with the Tzibur. So on the one hand, the people have to be able to hear Kedusha from the Sheikh Tzibur. On the other hand, Sheikh Tzibur is part of the Tzibur, and he's supposed to be said with a minion. So how could he say it without a minion? So that's a catch 22 that's discussed over here in the... That's a phrase, American phrase. So that's a discussion over here in the Bir Halacha. Third line. That's the thing. I guess not like I said before that he's being motzi people. But now he's saying the Efsha came in the Omer b'tefila Karmelam and Kuf Dalet Zayin Di Yishtek b'yichad Mashom Eshaz Kilotzei Bazet. So he is being motzei the people davening Shmoneh Esrei. Is he being motzei Amaratzim? I don't know. You're supposed to teach Amaratzim to say Kedusha, maybe. I don't know. So Choshiv Ka'omer Lotzei Radzei Chovah B'yochel Omer Afila Achakach. So he doesn't really have an answer, but then in my mind he gives the last line of here is some sort of compromise, which I think solves all the problems, and that's what I personally have adopted, and I think it works. The matzka hashat or shay yachid omer kadosh kodim shegamru tzibur amirasim bevade choshiv kitzibur. That means kodesh 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 usually said very loud, and as you finish the line, the volume of the congregation goes down, 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 down. So if you wait till there, kadosh kodesh melo chol haaretz. Right around Melo Chol Haaretz, it's pretty quiet. If the Shliach Tzibur at that point starts his Kadosh, 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 so A, it's loud enough for everyone to hear, so if someone's a Melo Shmoneh Esrei, they're going to be Yotzei, they can be Motzei, they can be Yotzei, and he's considered saying it with the Tzibur, because the Tzibur is still in the middle. So as long as he says it towards the end. So that, in my mind, is the compromise he brings at the end, which really solves both problems and gets us out of this catch-22 situation. I don't know if that's really what he's recommending, but I know practically it works, because in the beginning you say, because no one's going to hear you, the volume's very loud. But by the end, already the volume is much lower, and at that point, you could say it out loud, kadosh, kadosh, you're still considered part of the tzibur, and everybody will hear you, so you solve both sides.
Many times I find they don't wait long enough. You can almost never hear it.
The Shliach Tzibur. Yeah. Well, because the Mishnah doesn't give us a bottom line. So some people say it together with the Tzibur. Right, so you're not going to hear it. If you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, then you're not going to Yotze if you don't hear it, right?
I used to dab in the Shulam Sinek. I used to try to deal with the Tzibur. And they yelled at me. And they said, nobody's going to hear you. People need to hear your Kedusha.
But when you were the Shliach Tzibur?
I
don't know if that works. We have a rule of Trei Kali Lo Mishtami, and we have an exception of something that's Chaviv. So I always assume something that's Chaviv is seasonal. Seasonal things are Chaviv. Megillah is Chaviv, Shofar is Chaviv. Now, I'm not holding this figure right now. I don't know if that's 100% accurate. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Now, you could say maybe Kedusha is Chaviv, but Kedusha is something we do every day. So, maybe only on the gather of Chaviv do we say Trei Kali Mishtami, but it still has to somewhat be Mishtami. If your mamish can't hear it, your mamish can't hear it. Nothing to talk about. Okay, right. Kuf Chav Hei Beis. Tov L'Chavim Raga B'Shal Shomer Kedusha Im Shliach Tzibur. When you say Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur, we have our feet together. Mishmas of Katan Dalek. Kuma Shikas Hashem Tzadi Hei. V'Tzorek L'Chavim B'Yosef B'Kedusha L'Kadish Hashem Shem Yizbar. I'm Kepesim Shem Kavan and Kedusha Di M'Kadish Hashem. U'V'Zchuz Ze'yashu Lov Hashem Yizbar Kedusha Milamala. And that's Zchuz that some person will have. Hashuas Hashchin Kedusha Milamala. V'Chavim L'Kayim Apostle V'Nikdashi B'Sach B'nei Yisrael. V'Arizda Yam Mazir Ma'od Al Zeh. The Kedusha is very, very chashuv, very, very important. Okay, so the feet should be together. That's the Mechaber. Ramo, Haga. Ve'yishisa ha'inayim l'marom b'shah she'omer Kedusha. He should be looking upward. Okay, what does it mean, looking upward? Mishabura Sivkat involved. There's you, Sgurot. Meaning face up, but eyes are closed. Avelo b'inayim p'tuchot. Ken kosav ataz. Avel ha'becharim chokin azeh posek ha'mogin giborin kibosam. That your eyes can even be open. But you're supposed to be looking up. Sounds like he's not feeling like mugging your ballroom, right? It sounds like he's sounds like that. Okay, this is a discussion. The feet have to be together for how much? Is it for till the end of the bracha of Akel HaKadosh, or just for Yimloch? It's not in the opinions like this, opinions like that.
People jump out early.
Yeah. Ruchan Kanievsky says it's okay to jump out early. Yimloch and the end of Yimloch. But Rosh Hashanah says you should stay. Okay. V'chei minanim gufa minos and semin arts. Right, we pick ourselves up on our toes. Hashlok kasha shegabala biyado sheyarim gufo va'akivo lemal bebaruch v'yimloch k'mo b'kadosh. We pick ourselves up for kadosh, baruch, and Yimloch also. V'ein l'daber b'emtzah kedusha. That's a discussion. Now to talk at all in chazal sashat. So why is he signaling out kedusha? Okay, they give some answers. Umishem, I say the kedusha. By the way, say knes matzibah on kedusha. Chozer v'onet imaim. Each time you say kedusha, it's another mitzvah, and therefore, yeah, I'm not sure if this kedusha is. I guess it's the kedusha we're talking, but it doesn't sound like that. Say the Kedusha sounds more like Kedusha the Sidra, which is the Kedusha of Avodah Tzion, which we're not discussing over here. But regardless, when a person comes to the shul, they're saying any one of those Kedushas, we say Kedusha with them. Unless he's in the middle of somewhere where he can't speak, perhaps. Then it depends which Kedusha we're talking about. Okay, that concludes Simin Kuf Chavhei, Dine Kedusha.